Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Luke chapter 24, verses 46 through 49. Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Oh, I love this section at the end of the Gospel of Luke that summarizes the Gospel and the Great Commission all together. The Gospel, it is written that the Christ should suffer, die for sins, and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations. Don't miss it. The gospel message at the core is a global message. It is for all the nations. Jesus came to die, not just for one type of person or for one group of people. He came to die for all people in all nations. And at the core, the gospel is a message that repentance and forgiveness of sins is available in the name of Jesus for all nations, which is why Jesus then says, "You are witnesses of these things, and I'm going to send my Holy Spirit, supernatural power to live in you to make this news known among all the nations." This is what it means to believe the gospel and to be a follower of Jesus. It means to know that Jesus has suffered and risen from the dead for your sins. It means to repent and receive his forgiveness. And it means to proclaim this good news in his name to all the nations. The Great Commission flows directly from the gospel, which means if you have the gospel, then you have the Great Commission. Making disciples of the nations is not just for a few Christians or super Christians. This is for everyday, ordinary Christians. Followers of Jesus, every follower of Jesus, you are a disciple maker among the nations. So live accordingly today. This is who you are. You've been clothed with supernatural power. The Holy Spirit of God lives in you so that you might be a disciple maker for the nations. Wherever you live, making disciples of people around you, being intentional to make disciples, not just of people who look like you, but among the nations that are around you, and praying and giving and going as God leads to other nations, to all the nations, until the gospel spreads to all of them. God, help us to connect the gospel with the Great Commission in every single one of our lives. God, help every single one of us to see ourselves in Christ with the gospel as disciple makers among the nations. Transform the way we view our lives as students and moms and dads, as engineers and teachers and doctors and nurses, and I could just go on and on. As retirees, God, help us all to see our lives, ourselves today as disciple makers among the nations, and help us to be faithful with the power of your Holy Spirit in us to proclaim repentance for the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. Help us to proclaim that he has suffered and risen from the dead so that we can be forgiven of our sins. God, we pray, help us to boldly proclaim that right around us today. And God, we pray that you would help us to boldly proclaim that as your church to the ends of the earth, the Kerga people of Egypt. God, please cause this people group of Bedouins in the deserts outside of Alexandria, Egypt. God, please cause the gospel to go to the Kerga people and help us to live and be families and be a part of churches that are spreading the gospel to all the nations, including the Kerga of Egypt. God, may it be so according to your word in Luke 24, 46 through 49, according to your power in us, in Jesus' name. Amen.